Thank you, Vice President. As this is the first time NPA is taking the floor, please allow me to extend our thanks to the German presidency, to committee and the ISU on your work on the Article 5 implementation and advancing the APMBC agenda. The implementation of Article 5 remains one of the core obligations under this convention to ensure the protection of civilians from the harm of landmines. As per the latest Mine Action Review Clearing the Mines report, out of the 35 mine-affected state parties, only two were firmly on track to meet their respective treaty deadlines: Oman, with deadline in February 2025, and Sri Lanka, with deadline June 2028. Cambodia's chance of reaching their deadline in 2025 relies on the progress of Thailand and Cambodia reaching an agreement to clear the border minefields, and Zimbabwe, while doing everything right and being the only country scoring high on performance, is still in need of appropriate resources to complete. 13 state parties to this convention are ranked with light contamination of less than 2 km² or extent of contamination unclear, according to the Mine Action Review. These are Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cyprus, DRC Congo, Ecuador, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Peru, Senegal, and Serbia. While many of these countries have close to no accidents and can be seen as less pressing issues than the ongoing war causing massive contamination in countries like Ukraine and Yemen, it is important to remember that it is vital for this convention that we support all affected states in fulfilling their clearance obligations as a means of keeping this convention relevant, effective, and meaningful. The risk to the convention if states do not fulfill their Article 5 obligation is that almost complete is good enough, which means that Article 5 obligation becomes nice to have instead of legally binding as they are. State parties have the responsibility to protect existing frameworks and ensure Article 5 obligations can be met as soon as possible. Distinguished delegates, this is the last meeting of state parties before next year's review conference, and a busy year lies ahead of all of us. We must therefore start to work now and begin by highlighting some key priorities we hope to see included in the development of a new action plan and political declaration, setting the direction of our work for the next 5 years. Fulfillment of the articles under the APMBC should only happen in a meaningful manner, where we must ensure that gender and diversity factors are integrated into our work and that environment is also clearly reflected and accounted for in all our efforts, as highlighted by the German ambassador in the president's paper on green implementation presented yesterday. Mainstreaming gender and diversity in survey and clearance, operations, and explosive ordnance risk education ensures that we get the full picture and leave no one behind. Climate change and environmental consideration should be integrated at any stage of operations, from planning and prioritization through post-clearance land use. It is key to employ efficient and effective land release methodologies that minimize the impact on the environment. While the Oslo Action Plan from 2019 does not reflect the environment and climate change, valuable lessons have been learned since then, including the update of the IMS 713 on environmental management, which is due to be published in the coming months, and an increased focus on climate change and mitigation measures within the mine action sector, particularly pertaining to clearance operations. NPA hopes to see this strongly reflected in next year's outcome documents. The indicators in the Oslo Action Plan were a warmly welcome contribution to effectiveness of clearance operations and making it easier to track the progress of implementation. We look forward to supporting as an operator and as part of civil society in the development of strong indicators for the Siem Reap Action Plan, specifically ensuring that clearance indicators are aimed at meaningful and timely fulfillment of Article 5 obligation, building on the success brought with the Oslo Action Plan. We also align ourselves with the statement made by Mine Action Review, on which we are an advisory board member. Thank you.